There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Two days ago on Monday, and looking out, most of you were here, I shared that I began this weekend a book about Chiara Corbella, an Italian young woman who died just a few years ago, a wife and a mother. The book is entitled A Witness to Joy, and it just gets better and better, so I highly recommend it to all. And what I'm going to share today is found on the back cover of the book, so I'm not spoiling the story. I mentioned on Monday that their first child, she and her husband, they found a malformation at the first ultrasound and knew that the child would live a short time. Their little baby girl lived for a half an hour. Well, they get pregnant 6 months after the delivery of that little girl, and they go in for the third ultrasound, and they find that their second child, the little boy, also has a malformation, and that he also would live only a very short amount of time. And I was reading that section this morning, and there were times of suffering, of pain, of sorrow for this couple, but amazingly, above all, it was joy and peace and serenity. And what most struck me was the line, she would go places, and when she began to start to show, both people she knew and people she didn't know, they would say things like, and they didn't know that the child had a malformation, they would say things like, oh, what are your plans for the summer? Because the little boy was due right at the start of the summer. And she would say things like, oh, you know, actually, I don't know. My little boy has an appointment in paradise shortly after he's born. You know, with this big beaming smile. And when I read that line this morning, I thought of the words from the prophetess Anna. She came to bring the message to those awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. That those words can only be spoken because that little child was our Redeemer. And that He came to redeem every trial, every cross, every sorrow, every suffering. And that if we see them with the eyes of faith, like this couple, like this woman, how it transforms our life, and that's precisely why He came. Not to take away the crosses, but in and through them to bring redemption, and that we cannot be redeemed without them. And one of the greatest sufferings of this couple was that people would say things like, they went in for testing, like, gosh, is it my husband's fault? Is it my fault? And they found that there was no reason to explain these malformations. But people would say things like, either directly to them or, you know, they would hear about them, you know, gosh, they must have been great sinners for God to allow this to happen to them. Or they must be people of very little faith, or they'd be able to work miracles and their kids would be healed. And her husband would say, how can Christians not understand the mystery of the cross? That this is a gift. Yes, is our child a gift from God? That's precisely why we're not rejecting him. But with our son comes a cross. And that means that there is a message not only for us, but for the world in and through him. That there's going to be great good accomplished in and through his life that could not be without this cross. My brothers and sisters, on this day, as we continue to celebrate the birth of our Savior, let us remember that he came to make all things new. Everything. And we ask him to bring that redemption into every cross and trial that we are facing right now. That good might come from it as he desires.